The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Unlike the miracles in the Gospels, today's first reading tells miracles that were worked by Christ through Peter. In our own time, the miracles that Christ works through his disciples has taken a little bit of a different pattern. Instead of outright supernatural activity, like raising the dead, we see a very different natural sort of miracle. It is through us, Christ's disciples, that he still preaches repentance, that he still preaches salvation. It is through us that Christ still feeds the hungry, that he clothes the naked. It is through us that Christ still works these miracles. There is something important to note here, though. God will always respect our free will. These miracles can only happen if and when we cooperate with him. It's far too easy to say, "No, I'm too tired. I don't feel like it." It's far too easy to say to a brother or sister who has nothing to wear and has no food for the day, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat well," and then never give them a second thought. It's far too easy. My brothers and sisters, if that is our response, God will respect our decision. But if we are awake and alert to the promptings of the Holy Spirit within us, he will work those miracles through us. He will clothe the naked, he will feed the hungry, and he might even raise the spiritually dead to new life.